Chase William, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game here on a Friday. Have Eddie George coming up at 1 o'clock. Look forward to talking to him. But right now, we say hello to a man that covered Eddie George during his career. Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com, is on the line with us. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are doing fantastic. Maybe not as good as Titans safety Amani Hooker, who has gotten a contract extension, a much-deserved contract extension. How important was it for John Robinson to get this deal done now before the season, and now you know it's out of the way?
Well, I think it's certainly good. I mean, Amani, obviously one of these guys that's kind of an ascending, I think, in his young career and gotten better each season. His contract was due up after the season, and it's just one less thing they've got to worry about when this season ends. And I think quietly they've worked behind the scenes to try to get this deal done. There have been a handful of these over the years with, where a guy has a year left and you try to get it locked up before he becomes on the verge of hitting the market, and that's what happened here. So I think for Amani, I'm sure he appreciates the team kind of showing some good faith here, getting this thing done, where he doesn't have to worry about it. I think for the Titans, it's a good move because you keep a young guy, you know, with the team for several more years to come. And I think it was really a good development here before we kick off on Sunday.
Mike Vrabel said about Ryan Tannehill that he was decisive in camp. He liked the throws that he made. We've seen him, you know, really be vocal as a leader. And I know Ryan was asked the other day about turning the page from Cincinnati if he, you know, if he still uses that as motivation. But do you feel like there's a different edginess to Tannehill as he goes in to this week against the Giants for his first game since that playoff game?
Well, I think there is. I don't know whether he'd admit it or not, but I think, you know, he has clearly been bothered by what happened, by the way last season finished. And I think he's put, you know, some of that blame on himself. He's talked about just the pain and anguish he's had to deal with in getting over that loss. And it's no secret that that he was roundly criticized, not just by the media, but from the fan base. I mean, anytime he posts something on Instagram or Twitter, all you got to do is look at the comments and you can see how it's gotten, how it sometimes gets nasty. And I mean, I'm sure he's aware of that. So I think he is dug in more. I think he does. But I think an edge, having more of an edge is a good word, because I think it has made him dig in even more. I think he understands, you know, the pressure that he's under, and I expect him to be ready to go on Sunday when this season starts. Now, he has looked good this offseason. There's no doubt about it. I think he's been very accurate. I think he's shown really good leadership. I think he's had, you know, he has approached every practice, you know, and made it very important to him. But we can't ignore the fact, I mean, he's got a lot of new guys around him. I mean, from Robert Woods to Kyle Phillips to Treylon Burks to Austin Hooper to Chigakonkwo, two new stars on the offensive line. So, I mean, there's a lot of change that he's going to be dealing with, and he's going to have to manage that well starting on Sunday.
We're talking with Jim Wyatt, covering the Tennessee Titans, TennesseeTitans.com. Now, Jim, we saw last night the Buffalo Bills, their first-round pick wasn't a starter. It ended up being their sixth-round pick at corner. And now I look at this with the Tennessee Titans where, at least judging by the depth chart, they draft Farley, their number one pick a few years ago, and he ends up not starting in place of McQuarrie. Is it more so that McQuarrie outplayed him, or is it they don't believe that Farley is completely back from that injury?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because, I think if you judge it based off the depth chart, I mean, it looks like McQuarrie has the edge, and I'm not saying he doesn't. Mm-hmm. What I want to say is I think that maybe how these guys are utilized and how much play time they get and what the, what things look like on Sunday, I think in large part could be dictated by matchups and the opponent and how the Titans want to defend. I mean, there's no question McQuarrie has hit the ground running when he got here, and that's why they picked him you know, in the second round and why they picked him early. I know a lot of people were surprised by that pick. I think it was because he was a good player, but also I think they realized that, you know, Caleb Farley coming off a knee injury was maybe going to need some more time, and he just hasn't played a lot of football over the last couple of years. So I think it's probably a combination of the two, but also do think as the season goes on, I think you're going to see him utilized in different ways. And again, a lot of that's going to be dictated on who they're playing, how they want to defend, and really the health of other guys. I mean, what's going to be interesting is, and I know, you know, Molden hasn't practiced. We haven't seen him in a while. You know, I don't think things are looking good for him. But once he's back in the mix, then what happens? Because then you got more guys, and then you got to really start making some decisions on how you're going to use players.
Now, we didn't see much of the tight ends during the preseason in regards to catching a lot of passes. More importantly, we didn't see Hooper, implemented to the offense much during preseason. Do you expect that to change moving forward, especially the first game of the season with the Giants?
I do. I mean, I know a lot of people that have been around. Conversations come up about who's going to lead the team in reception and who's going to make the biggest impact of the new guys, and I hear his name a lot. As far as somebody who's going to be very productive for this team. And I think I've watched him, throughout camp, during these off-season practices, and really in practice kind of leading up the season, just the extra time he spends with Ryan Tannehill. So I think those two guys could be on the same page, and I do think he's going to have a big impact right out of the gate.
Jimmy Wyatt is with us. Jim, we were just talking about, in the first segment, watching the Bills defensively last night run sort of the trendy defense perfectly last night. They play those two safeties, a lot of zone. They get the pressure with a good defensive line without a lot of help from blitzing. And that seems to be the way a lot of teams are going, including the Titans. But what's weird is you don't play a team like that on paper in the Giants. You've got the Wink Martindale who does throw a lot of blitzes at you. So kind of a curveball to start the season.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, that's the tough thing about week one is you never know what you're going to get. But I will say with Martindale, I mean, you have faced his defenses before. You kind of know what he's all about, and I'm sure he's going to be bringing a lot of pressure. He's going to give the Titans a lot of different looks. And this is a Titans team, as I mentioned earlier, that has so many new faces, and especially some of those guys on the offensive line, Aaron Brewer, at left guard, and Nicholas Petit-Ferrer starting for the first time at right tackle. I mean, that's a challenge right out of the gate that the Titans are going to have to deal with. And I think the way you slow some of that down, obviously, is by being able to run the football. And I think that's got to be one of the keys on Sunday, is establishing, the run game and then not having so much pressure on the passing game on third and long situations.
So what else do you see in terms of challenges that the Giants bring to the table? Jim, as you look at their situation, so much upheaval, new coach, new GM, some injuries up front, questions at quarterback. Give me one thing that you think will be the key matchup on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think from a defensive standpoint, I think you got to slow down Barkley. I mean, he is a really good young back, and obviously has something to prove. It had to deal with some injuries. I think stopping the run is key for the Titans. I think Daniel Jones is a little bit underrated as a quarterback, a guy, and underrated in some degree because he can take off and run himself. Titans got to keep them in check. I think from a defensive standpoint, I think that's the key. I mean, you can't allow Barkley in the run game to get going. And then flip it around the offense. We talked a little bit about this earlier. So many new faces for the Titans. So many guys you're going to be counting on playing really for the first time with this team. And I think that's why it's important to be able to run the football and take some of the pressure off some of the guys that you're going to be leaning on this year.
Jim, looking forward to it this Sunday in Nissan Stadium. It'll be good to be back for a regular season game. Thanks as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you guys have a good weekend. Thank you.